Seize the Grey wins the Preakness for Dwayne Lucas and ends Mystic Dan's Triple Crown bid. By AP on May 18, 2024. Baltimore, AP, Dwayne Lucas worked his way to Seize the Grey after his horse won the Preakness Stakes and kept getting interrupted by well-wishers offering congratulations. "I think they're trying to get rid of me," Lucas said. "They probably want me to retire. I don't think that'll happen. Not when the 88-year-old Hall of Fame trainer keeps winning." Seize the Grey ended Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Dan's Triple Crown bid by going wire-to-wire to win the Preakness on Saturday, giving Lucas his seventh victory in the race, one short of the record held by good friend Bob Baffert. "I'm only one behind him, I warned him already," Lucas said. "It never gets old at this level, and I love the competition. I love to get in here with the rest of them." The strapping Grey colt took advantage of the muddy track just as Lucas hoped he would, pulling off the upset in a second consecutive impressive start 2 weeks after romping in a race on the Derby undercard at Churchill Downs. Going off at 9-1 is one of the longest shots on the board. Seize the Grey moved to the lead immediately out of the starting gate and never looked back, finishing in 1 minute 56.82 seconds. "I thought his action down the backside was beautiful, and I knew that he was handling the track," Lucas said. "I said, watch out, he's not going to quit." Mystic Dan finished second in the field of 8 horses running in the $2 million, 1 3/16 mile race. After falling short of going back-to-back following his win by a nose in the Kentucky Derby, it would be a surprise if he runs in the Belmont Stakes on June 8 at Saratoga Racecourse. "My colt's a fantastic colt and proud of him," trainer Kenny McPeak said. "It just wasn't his day, but he'll live to race again." Seize the Grey was a surprise Preakness winner facing tougher competition than in the Pat Day Mile on May 4. Though given the Lucas connection, it should never be a surprise when one of his horses is covered in a blanket of black-eyed Susan flowers. No one in the race's 149-year history has saddled more horses in the Preakness than Lucas, with 48 since debuting in 1980 and winning that one with Codex. He had 2 in this time, with Just Steel finishing 5th. But Seize the Grey, owned by 2,570 people involved in the My Race Horse Group, delivered the victory. "I just couldn't be happier for every single one of them," My Race Horse founder and CEO Michael Barron said. "We had some big expectations, but this exceeds all those expectations." Seize the Grey paid $21.60 to win, $8.40 to place and $4.40 to show. Mystic Dan paid $4.20 and $2.80, while third place Catching Freedom paid $3.20 to show. Baffert, who was looking for a record-extending 9th Preakness victory, was supposed to have 2 horses in the field, but morning line favorite Muth was scratched earlier in the week because of a fever. Baffert's Imagination finished 7th. "He is still learning," Baffert said. "I think we are learning his style. I saw a lot today that I can change going forward. I don't think he wants to run like that. We didn't really have a plan. We thought it would be Wayne or us." Muth's absence made Mystic Dan the 2-1 favorite, but he and jockey Brian Hernandez Jr. could not replicate their perfect Derby trip to win that race's first 3-way photo finish since 1947. Instead, Jamie Torres rode Seize the Grey to a win in his first Triple Crown race of any kind. "I have no words," said Torres, a native of Puerto Rico who did not begin racing until seeing it on TV in late 2019. "I'm very excited and very thankful to all the people that have been behind me, helping me. This was the last Preakness held at Pimlico Racecourse as it stands before demolition begins on the historic but deteriorating track, which will still hold the 150th running of it next year mid-construction. That process is already well underway at Belmont Park, which is why the final leg of the Triple Crown is happening at Saratoga for the first time and is being shortened to 1¼ miles because of the shape of the course." Kentucky Derby second place finisher Sierra Leone, a half step from winning, is expected to headline that field, though Lucas said he'd wait to see about Seize the Grey also running.